To the Farm Bureau pregame show, where I'm here with star senior Gannon, Osen Gannon. Welcome to the program. What a great game last week, going up to CMB.
Number 8, and I'm going to sound like a broken record, Ed, because I introduced it last week as week number 8, and we are in week number 8 here tonight. As Linville Sully, the Hawks of Linville Sully, come to town to meet the North Mahaska Warhawks. Coming off kind of a disappointing week. A week, maybe not surprised by that, you know, a good Montezuma Braves team that came in here last week really kind of beat the Warhawks down. So,
yeah, last week the Braves kind of just manhandled the Warhawks. Every aspect of the game, it's kind of a hard game for you and I to call. It was just not too much positive, and
with the running clock in the second half, a game that was over pretty quick. But looking at, you know, you look at the energy level here on the near side with the Warhawks as they come out in their red jerseys, red pants. The red suits of fury, I think, is what I will call it. But a lot of good energy here before the game as the captains get ready to take the field. That's Colton Davis, Jacob Bortel, Madison Fawcett as they interlock hands and walk out toward the middle of the field. But coming in, a Linville Sully team that surprised that Montezuma Braves team here a few weeks ago is I know weather was a factor in that game, but this Linville Sully team beat that Montezuma Braves team.
Yeah. This Sully team's got a lot to play for. They are right in the hunt for playoff spot this year. And
a lot of teams jumbled there at the top as BGM still with an undefeated record, not only on the season but also in the district. Colfax and Mingo coming in at that second spot. They have both secured playoff games. Montezuma, Linville Sully, and Belle Plaine. I tell you what, Ted, when that Belle Plaine team was here, I really thought that Belle Plaine team, and we're looking at their 2-3 in the district, and I really expected them to be maybe a 1-loss, 2-loss team going into that.
Same here. And maybe they still might make it. I don't know who all they played.
We'll update you with some of the area scores from around the area. We have some other big games going on tonight. Iowa Valley's at Montezuma tonight, as we'll go next week to Marengo. For the week number 9, final season, GMG Garland at Belle Plaine. That one probably not going to be. We'll see. We saw that GMG team. You and David saw that GMG team here a couple weeks ago. Big game going on at Colfax Mingo tonight, though. BGM and Colfax Mingo, the top 1 and number 2 undefeated in the district.
It would be great to be in Colfax tonight. That's going to be a heck of a game.
I talked to Brian, the brown shoe there in Oskaloosa. He's calling that game over on KMZN for the Oskaloosa radio, the Oskaloosa radio stations, and they picked that game up here tonight. The Warhawks take the field. Looks like the Linville Sully Hawks are going to receive. As they reset the clock, we'll get ready to go. First quarter action. You're listening to Friday Night Lights here on KAIC. Cousin Ed and Wendell going to call you every single snap here tonight, as we've called every, I will say we, one of us has been a part of every single snap so far this season, as our third season calling Friday Night Lights on KAIC, stream number 5.
Hard to believe the season is over next week. Or
A short kick by Sampson straight down the middle. That's going to be fielded up at the 35. He'll be up past the 40, and he's going to be gang tackled up at the 45.
Ball's loose.
We'll look and see here. And it looks like Linville Sully does recover the ball. They're going to give him forward progress up about the 45. That was number 10, Caden Dunsbergen. And Dunsbergen able to recover the ball for the Hawks, and that's where the Linville Sully Hawks take over first and 10. Ball spotted at the 44-yard line. But, it's hard to believe that. And, you know, last year the weather kind of turned on us late in the season. And, you know, this year we've been blessed with a little cooler here tonight. It's about 53 as the sun was going down about an hour ago, and it's cooled off considerably. So Tyler Van Zanty, number 16, got to pitch it near side. He's going to turn that field up past the 45. Check a tackle, a little stutter step into Warhawk territory. He's going to be drugged down. That's number 27, Arisman. For the Hawks, he was able to let his blocker get in front of him and lead around the left side.
Chicken Fortale is finally bringing down. You remember the game last year between the Hawks and the Warhawks? The Warhawks could not bring down Irishman. He had a heck of a night that game.
I do remember bits and pieces of that, and I tell you, I don't know if it's the older I get or the more football games I see, a lot of them tend to kind of run together as the Hawks come out now in an I formation. I'm behind him. Empty pitch is going to be far side to Harrisman this time. He's going to make it around the right side, 45-40, 35, and be run out of bounds down around the 30. They're going to give him the 29-yard line and another set of first set of downs for the Hawks, first and 10, inside the Hawk 30-yard line. At that time, it was just kind of all hands on deck, student body right, and he followed his blockers around the right side, Ed.
I was talking to it would be Jason Fisk, and he's actually from Linwood Soy District, and he saw him in Irishman in the weight room. He said that kid is built.
He certainly looks to be a fine specimen at the running back position. This time, the handoff's going to be to the up back. He's going to be caught and drug down. The fullback up to Evan Squires, number 26.
I believe Madison Fawcett was one of the Warhawks in on the play, as well as number 53. The Warhawks be Reese Strasser.
Strasser on the stop, no gain on the play. And that has been some success for the Warhawks. When you run it between the tackles and up the middle, it's the speed on the outside that really challenges the outside of the Warhawk defense. So Sully's going to break second and 10. Now, two receivers near side kind of bunched together, three receivers near side, single back, that's Arisman. And Zanti's going to pitch near side, and Harrison's going to hit the hole, and he's going to take about three Warhawks with him down at the 20-yard line and pick up close to nine on the play. Harrison gets up a little ginger on his right side, but able to make it back to the huddle, third and two, 10:20 to play in the first quarter, no score. But the Linville Sully Hawks are marching their first offensive series of the game. High formation in behind Van Zandt. That's Harrisman and Squires. Harrisman the deep back. Handoff this time is going to be Squires, the up back. He's going to make a pass the line of scrimmage, have nothing but Pater. He's going to take it 21 yards into the score. Evan Squires, number 26, 21 yards. Touchdown, Linville Sully Hawks, and they lead this one 6-0 with 9:58 in the first. That was 2 minutes and 2 seconds and too quick, Ed, if you're looking at it from the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, well, on that touchdown run, the Warhawks had a shot at him at the line, and he broke the tackle, and he was gone. What a Warhawk to get him.
And that one there again, right up the gut. No secret there, kind of an inside trap handoff. Seems like about every school we play has some screwed-up way to line up for an extra point. Linville's always no snap. Ball's down, kick is up, kick is good. Noah Engel, number two. For the Hawks, so the Hawks strike first blood with 9:58 playing in the first quarter. They lead this one 7-0. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC.
So, what if your roommate, we'll call him Einstein, decides to microwave a metal mixing bowl full of cookie dough and sets your apartment on fire? We've got an agent for that.
Contact me, State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell, at 807 A Avenue West in Oskaloosa. Let me help you save more money, because being there is why I'm here.
Number two, Noah Engel set to kick off for the Hawks. They strike first blood here. Good deep kick from the field. It looks like Strasser on the five. He's going to run the middle of the field up past the 15-20, have a hole, get hit, still on his feet, drug forward to the 30. That's Fawcett. Fawcett on that. Strasser was back there last week, so Madison Fawcett able to get back to the 30, 25-yard return. Good return by Madison Fawcett.
And Madison Fawcett, he's one of the three seniors on this Warhawk team this year, so this will be his last home game as a Warhawk.
Kind of a special game that all you guys would like to remember as a victory, especially against Linville Sully. You know, we talked about Imani. A lot of these kids grew up playing peewee ball against one another. They're really within 10 miles of one another, so neighbors for all intents and purposes. This time, direct snap's going to be to Bortel. Bortel's going to follow Fleener around the right side. That one's stuffed out by the Hawks defense as both Fleener and Bortel had their hands up like they're going to get the snap, and direct snap to Bortel, and Fleener not able to get a good block, and loss of about two on the play. So I bring up second 12 for the Warhawks. Kind of a different look. We haven't seen that play
yet
this year. So maybe Coach Jarrett and the offense trying something a little different, and then they come back out in a stacked eye formation like we're used to seeing. Fleener under center. Stacked eye is going to be to Bortel this time around the left side. He's going to make it up past the 30, still on his feet, 32, close to the 33. So pick up about five on the play. Bring up a third and seven.
About half of the Linville Sully defense bringing down just a big old pile there.
Yeah. And that's one of the things running it up the gut is as North of Mahaska tends to do. He can kind of stack the interior of that defense. But a good pickup of five for Jacob Bortel there. But loss on that first down, creating a long series for him. As we'll call that a lot. Dylan Shipley will line up, and they'll basically have two blockers in front of Bortel, generally Shipley and Spolstra. That time good for five. So third and seven. They come out now. Man in the slot, far side. Offset eye. Bortel and Spolstra, they're going to fake it. So drop back to pass. Slater's going to tuck it. Good stiff arm. He's going to try to take it around the outside. Keeps his feet up past the 30. Able to get back close to the original line of scrimmage. But that play was kind of busted from the start.
Bill Brandt just made the most of it the best he could. And
was able to put a decent little stiff arm and get away from one defender, but just not able to get the edge. And for Coach Aaron, this offense, that's probably not – I'm not saying that Brandt Fleener doesn't have the speed around the edge, but with – when being pursued from both angles, kind of the best of both worlds. So some special teams in for the Warhawks. Bortel back to kick. He'll be standing just inside his own 20-yard line. Two receivers back for Linville Sully, one at the 45 and one at the 40. Bortel straight line. That ball's going to be caught at the 45. He's going to be
Brent Terrell brought it down.
Nope. Terrell on the coverage. Number 10, Caden Dunsbergen, caught on the low kick from Bortel, and that's where the Linville Sully Hawks will take over first and 10.
I thought he should have room to run, but Braden, excellent coverage there.
Excellent coverage by Terrell. Terrell out the last 2 weeks with concussion, wasn't cleared to play last week. He's back in the lineup here tonight, making an impact early on. 7:26 to play in the first quarter. Linville Sully Hawks lead this one 7-0, their second offensive series. Starts just shy of midfield. Manzanti under center, three receivers bunched on the far side, single back. That's going to be Harrisman. They're going to fake to Harrisman, have a man coming across. Good defense, Madison Fawcett. Pass intended for Dunsbergen.
Excellent coverage.
See what, and for Madison Fawcett, some of these defensive backs, they kind of feel like they've been picked on here the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
We've seen some good quarterbacks. It goes all the way back to that Colfax-Mingo game. That quarterback, he's got a very... I won't even say above average. I would say good to excellent ability to throw the ball. But good play there by Madison Foster, number 23. So bring up second and 10 now for the Hawks. Receiver, two receivers far side, eye formation behind Manzanti. They're going to hand off to the man in the slot. He's going to hit spin. That's Dunsberg. And going to make it forward for about two. But a great play again. Number 23, Madison Foster, in on the play.
Yep. And Madison, he was out, I believe, last week, too. If not the week before as well, he had a concussion also, I believe.
So that was good. That's right, because Van Donsler last week, he's got to feel like he was being picked on by some of the Montezuma play calls. But great to see Madison Fawcett and Braden Terrell back in there. So now third and long, third and eight. You'll see the Hawks come out in shotgun, single back. Manzanti not ready for the snap. Ball's on the ground. He's going to try and run to the far side. He's got a pass. Oh, and pass falls incomplete. He was not ready for the snap. He was looking down at a couple of his receivers on the other side, and the ball snapped in between him and Harrisman, able to pick it up and had an opportunity to make a completion, but good defense by the Warhawks.
He had a receiver open. He actually almost made a completion.
Almost completed that back up to the line of scrimmage. That's going to bring him fourth down for the Hawks, and Jacob Bortel is going to be back down about his 15-yard line to receive the kick from the Linville Sully Hawks. And snap, kick is up. High kick
wow.
to the far sideline. That was going to land about the 40, and that's going to be down to at the 36.
That punt was higher than it went distance-wise.
No, Engel got a foot into it, but that one went much higher than it went lengthwise. So the North Mahaska Warhawks are going to get good field position. 6:31 to play in the first quarter as they get it up. They're going to mark it at the 38-yard line. So not a good kick by Engel is going to give the Warhawks an opportunity to start near midfield. And we've seen that here the last couple weeks, too, at special teams of the Warhawks. If you can give the other team a long field, give this defense a chance to make a play. Brent Fleener now under center. Man comes in motion near side. That's Fawcett. Right behind him, handoff's going to be the Bortel around the right side. He's going to sidestep the tackler up past the 40, down to the 40, up to the 45. Martin just short of the 45, but pickup of about six on the play will bring up second four for the Warhawks.
Harrisman's already wrapped wrapped up hotel to bring him down.
You look, it's kind of funny when you look down, there's a lot of Dunsbergens, there's a lot of Harrismans, there's quite a few Dennis Linville Sully lineup sheet here. Second and four for the Warhawks. Two receivers near side now. Fortell and Spolstra in behind Felina. Fortell's going to get it over the left side, up past the 45, dive four, and that's going to be enough for a first down. He's going to make it up to about the 48-yard line, and they're going to move the chains, so Warhawk first down with 5:51 to play in the first quarter.
We have shown some emotion tonight. Last week we were kind of flat, I thought, and tonight,
They didn't come out of the locker room very effective last week and able to get something going right away, but here tonight, able to move the ball on their second offensive series. First and 10, ball marked on the Warhawk 48-yard line. Offset eye now behind Fleener. They're going to hand off to Spolstra. Yep, man, he's going to be at the line of scrimmage and driven back.
Yeah, he had absolutely nowhere to go there in that play.
He had no room to make any momentum or anything start to happen as he got to the line of scrimmage. He was met there by a Linville Sully defender. Also, two on the play. He's going to bring up second and 12, 5:14 to play in the first quarter. Linville Sully Hawks lead this one 7-0. But the North Mass Warhawk offense is on the march. Fawcett comes off. Shipley goes in there. Now we have that stacked eye. Shipley, Spolstra in front of Bortel, and they're going to fake both those. Have two guys there, and just overthrowing Cole Rosendahl, number 47, pass intended as he was coming to the near side. And, you know, generally when we see that stacked eye, as they kind of took that to their advantage, they had a couple guys in the area, but just not able to connect about that.
Even though they weren't able to connect on the play, at least one thing to keep the defense, you know, a little bit honest. I mean, it was open. They could have had that.
Keep the Hawks from stacking the line. So we have third and 12 now for the Warhawks. Offset eye in behind Flinger. Fawcett comes in motion to the near side. And they're going to roll that near side with a pass, and he's got a man there as well. Fleener's pass intended for Griffin Muhlenberg. Muhlenberg able to get a hand on it, but not able to drag it in. And not a bad play by the Warhawks. There was two straight pass plays in a row and had some guys with some distance on the defender, just not able to connect the dots.
He almost looked like a New York Giants receiver there for a little bit. Can't think of his name, but he won. He catches the hand.
Yeah. Beckham.
Beckham, yep.
Beckham, yeah. That guy, it's pretty amazing. Even watching him in warm-ups, and he'll practice a lot of those throws where he'll one-hand.
Yep.
Tell you what, to get good at it and do it time after time. Bortel now in the kick for the Warhawks. He's standing at his own 35-yard line. And good kick as that ball one hops him, a good high kick, and that ball's going to be fielded at the 20. Going to come near side up to the 30-yard line. Stiff arm. He's going to be wrapped
good
up. He's going to be gain tackle. Great coverage. And that play could have been busted from the very start, but Colton Fisk, he returns it to the 30-yard line of the Hawks, and that's where they'll take over first and 10.
Lee Strasser and Cole Rosendahl, excellent. Excellent coverage there.
Excellent coverage is Bortel. That ball kind of short hopped him on the snap, and he was able to make something as he ran up. He kind of has a little bit of a rugby style one way or the other. That time he ran for it, was able to kick it before the line of scrimmage. Now the Hawks will start, we'll say deep in their own territory, but deeper than what they've started so far here tonight. This time's going to be Harrison around the right side. They're going to follow him down the line of scrimmage.
Oh, good job.
Great tackle as he stood up.
Cole Spolstra, good job, Cole. Number 22
Spolstra, as that defensive line basically followed him down their right side. He was never able to get an opening, get away, and Spolstra able to wrap him up around the legs and not loss of two on the play for the Hawks. That brings up second 12 with 4:05 to play in the first quarter. And, you know, when you have a back like Harrisman, it's easy to key on him, but now the Hawks come out a four receiver set now as they've got three receivers bunched to the near side. Little quick screen to Harrisman this time. He's going to catch about the 25 to 30. He's going to be at 40, 50. Now one man to beat. He's got a stutter step and be drugged down inside North Mass Warhawk territory. They're going to mark him out of bounds about the 37. Down to 30. A little mark at the 38. He's come back up here. So 38. So big pickup, his little screen pass. They line up three receivers here on the near side. And Zanti able to connect with Harrisman on the long screen play.
Jacob Bortel ran the angle. He's able to run him down.
Otherwise, he would have been gone.
Able to chase him. And Arisman, he's got some speed. Single man, he goes off, got a three-receiver set. And looks like, kind of some confusion as the Hawks broke huddle, and then they had a guy come on here late. The Hawks are going to take a timeout with 3:30 to play in the first quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC Radio, 96.7, feet number 5.
There's nobody out there to cover.
It's a great time to be a statesman. William Penn University of Oskaloosa offers all the hospitality of a small community with the diversity and opportunities for growth that you would expect to find at larger state schools. Whether you're in or out of the classroom, on or off the field, William Penn University challenges students to work for success. How can we help you succeed? Visit www.wmpenn.edu to find out. Then schedule your campus visit today by calling 800-779-PENN. Make a statement, be a statesman.
Crowe Hill Antiques is where you'll find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in Iowa. Something old arriving every day, and if they don't have it, Linda or Cheryl will find it for you. Crowe Hill Antiques on Main Street in New Sharon, Iowa. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk Football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, 96.7 Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, and now back to more Warhawk Football.
So the Hawks come out of the timeout. They come out in an I formation, two receivers to the far side, single receiver near side. And Arisman, this time he's going to run to the left side as he keeps his feet, dives down inside the 30 as he's hit by a couple of, looks like Fawcett and Bortel. At that time, Van Zandy went back to hand off, and Arisman was on the other side. He had to kind of make a quick call and move the ball over.
Strasser thought he had him in the backfield and was not able to get down, but Fawcett.
Arisman was good footwork around the near side and able to keep his feet. So the Hawks get a fresh set of downs, ball spot on the 27 with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. I formation now behind Van Zanty. They're going to fake the handoff this time. They have single coverage down the field. He's going to throw it up for grabs and over the wrong shoulder as that pass intended for number 19, Fisk. And Fisk kind of turned the wrong way. I think a little mixed communication between Fisk and Van Zanty. That ball's incomplete. 2:58 will stop the clock with the incompletion. 2:58 to go in the first quarter. Second and 10
Fisk
for the Hawks.
Fisk for the Hawks. Kobe Fisk, he was the quarterback last year, and they made a position change for him.
Do you remember Van Zanty listed as a junior here in the quarterback? Certainly has a little bit of a height advantage with Fisk. Four receivers now, single back. Arisman, straight drop. Pass is going to be up and over the head. That pass intended for number 2, Noah Engel. Good coverage by Bortel as the Hawks have decided to go to the air here inside the 25 or inside the 30-yard line. Ball still spotted at the 27. Third and 10, ball spotted on the 27. And tell you what, Ed, if the rest of this first half is incomplete passes, we're going to be here until about tomorrow morning sometime because only 6 seconds of play as they stop the clock on the incompletions. Now two tight ends will check in for the Hawks. I formation, that's Arisman and the running back. And this time the handoff's going to be to the up back. Great push by the Warhawk defense as they got in there. That handoff was to the up back. Evan Squires, the freshman.
Trey Byer, 72 for the Warhawks. Just want to make tackle.
Byer with a good push, and they will wrap it up. Now 4th and 10, ball spot on the 27. We'll look and see what the Hawks want to do. Number 84. That was 84. I do not have an 84 on my score sheet. So I'm not sure who that is that came on for the Hawks, but the Hawks line up to go for it on 4th and 10. Van Zanty going to be in the shotgun now, single back to his right. That's Arisman. That's Arisman going in motion. Arisman's going to keep it around the right side, cut up toward the middle. He's going to be hit, wrapped up and dropped around the 20 as a big foul pushes him back. So on 4th and 10, big stop by the Red Warhawk defense as he comes up short, gets down to the 20, picks up 7, and that'll be a 1st and 10 for the Warhawks as they take over on downs. So with 2:02 to play, and I tell you what, they run kind of that student body as Arisman was lined up on the near side as the wideout. He went in motion, took the inside handoff from Van Zanty, and good stop by the Warhawk defense.
Yeah, good teamwork. It just well pursued by the, not just one guy stopping, but they help each other out. Good job.
Yeah, kind of a gang tackle as he cut back upfield. So now Leaner under center, power eye now with Shipley, Spolstra, and Bortel. Bortel's going to follow them all over the 20-yard line, get about a yard on the play. I'll bring up a second and nine with 1:53 to play. Now, if we can just talk the Hawks into passing on first through third downs and then stopping them on fourth and 10, I think the defense will be up to the task tonight. Yeah. They, everywhere that Harrisman goes, they have somebody on him knowing that a good bulk of their offense is going to be to him. Now they check in with two tight ends, kind of a stack look there on the line. And they're going to give it to Bortel around the right side. He's going to try and get the edge. He's going to cut back up past the 25 and the 30. Great pickup by Jacob Bortel as he picks up nine, and a flag comes out on the play late. And that's a pink flag instead of a yellow flag.
Well, they were seen a pink flag before.
Well, October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month, there is a lot of pink. We watch a lot of the NFL and college football games, and I guess that has made its way down to the high school level. We'll wait to see the play. So a dead ball, personal foul. That's going to be on the Warhawks. Oh, so personal fouls both ways. So offset and a completion of play, first down. So the Warhawks will be able to maintain their first down with a minute 16 on the clock here in the first quarter. A good pickup of 9.5 yards for Jacob Bortel. And I tell you what, all these blockers on that left side, Ed, and able to get 9 yards.
Yeah, Jacob ran right behind the block of Cole Spolstra. Nice block by Cole to let Jacob bust loose.
And that was kind of an interesting set. One way, I don't know that we've seen a whole lot this year, if we've seen it at all, but basically stacked the tight ends, the wide receiver, and everybody in on the line and just had the single back. So two receivers now near side. They're going to pitch it to Spolstra around the right side, and he's going to keep his feet and be drugged down as they grab his.
Oh, got a flag.
Another flag comes in late. More laundry on the field for my Nebraska fans that are out there as he lost about a yard and a half, 2 yards on the play. And the referee and the back judge is going to discuss this. But after the play, dead ball, personal foul.
Oh, my.
On the Warhawks. So they'll step off 15 after the completion of the run. So that'll bring what was a second and... Well, it's going to be second 12. We'll back up. I believe that'd be a 15.
Yep.
So second 27. I'm not sure. I didn't see it. It looked like there was a little extracurriculars after the play was over, but.
I was going to try to describe the way Jacob was tackled. I thought it was on the tackle, but that's the case.
That brings the ball back to the 15-yard line. And they'll have to get up past the 40-yard line. So that'll be 27 yards, so second and 27 now for the Warhawks. The clock runs. We're inside 35 seconds to play. Stacked eye now. Bortel's going to get around the right side against stacked eye, and he's going to be driven down to get the pass to 15 to the 16-yard line. Gain of one on the play.
Kate Desberg and the Hawks made a tackle.
So bring up third and 20. What are they showing? Third and 25 on the scoreboard, and that's going to be inside 8 seconds. They're probably just going to take this one into the second quarter. So clock runs out in the first quarter. Linville Sully Hawks get on the board first, but then a good stand by the North Mahaska Warhawk defense, stopping them on fourth down. We'll be giving you here a quick break. We'll come back with second quarter action. You're listening to Friday Night Lights here on KIIC.
Phil's Auto Stop at 202 East Market, New Sharon is your locally owned repair shop for almost 30 years. Phil services all makes and models, carries a full line of tires, and has a nice selection of used cars. Stop in and let Phil make you a great deal today. That's Phil's Auto Stop at 202 East Market in New Sharon. If you want straight talk, straight answers, and straight deals, shop KB Auto Plus in Oskaloosa. We're the original straight talk, straight answer, and straight deal guys. See Tabitha Stone, Justin Johnson, or Kelly Bryan at KB Auto Plus, 214 Highway 432 in Oskaloosa, or call 641-676-4565. The right up Discount Avenue at KB Auto Plus. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk Football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com,
96.7 Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights. And now back to more Warhawk football.
We're back with the second quarter getting ready to start. The Warhawks going to be on a 3rd and 24 after the personal foul on second down, backed them up 15 yards and able to pick up a couple more yards. The 3rd and 24 now for the Warhawks, ball spotted at their 24 or their 26 yard line. They got 16 yard line, not 26, at the 16 yard line. They need to make it to the 42 for a first down. So we'll see what they can put together a third down, and kind of a buzzkill there, Ed, because they were starting to move the ball.
Man, even if they can't make the first down here, you want to get some yardage out of this place. You don't want to give Sully a good fifth position.
Bortel lower room. So this time Bortel's going to get it off the right side, and he's going to get hit at the line of scrimmage, jump over a man and fall forward and get about two on the play. So he'll make it up to about the 19-yard line, and that'll be a fourth and very long here for the Warhawks, but give Jacob Bortel a little breathing room as the punt coverage team comes in. Number 19, Kobe Fisk, going to be back about to the Warhawk 45, 46-yard line. Dunsbergen standing near side on about the 40. Fisk coming back up about midfield. So Bortel's going to get the snap, going to run right side. And a good line drive kick's going to be Fisk is going to field about the 45. The 40, he's got room down the left side. He's got room to run. Is anybody caught by the jersey and drug out of bounds? Oh. And I'm not sure what they're going to call there, because that was a jersey, not a horse collar tackle. Knocked out of bounds at the 20-yard line. We'll wait and see what happens. Edmondson able to get in there and knock him down. Oh, I'm not sure about this. They called a horse collar tackle on that. Everything I saw from on this side, that was all jersey. He actually had it from the tail of the jersey, not even around the collar.
I'm going to try to be positive here, Wendell. They missed the block in the back on the, yeah, I don't even want to go
here on the near side, and they get the personal foul tacked onto the end of that ball all the way down inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. But everything I saw from here, Ed, looked like a whole lot of jersey, and especially low on the jersey, not up and near the collar. But Van Zanty's going to go under center now inside the 10. Harrison's going to get it about the 10-yard line. He's going to caught and drug down. Great play. Jacob Bortel met him in the backfield, came through for no gain. That'll give the Hawks second and goal to go. Ball spotted at the 9.
Now, this is the first series for the Hawks. They marched right down the field. The Warhawk defense have pretty much, they haven't stopped Irishman, but they've held him to minimal gains anyway.
It's been very manageable. You see no gain on that play. So second and goal to go now for the Hawks. Van Zanty breaks huddle. He's going to go out in kind of the shotgun formation, single back to his right. Harrison's going to come in motion. And they're going to fake an Harrison, have a man there, a wide open in the end zone, and that ball's caught. Number 2, Noah Engel. As they really keyed on to Harrison on that one as he went in motion, and Engel able to sneak, he was lined up in that tight end position, able to sneak out that left side of the offense, and catches it for a 9-yard touchdown. And that puts the Wendell Sully Hawks up 13-0 with 10:21 to play in the second quarter.
That's what an outstanding player like Harrison does for you. He didn't make the play, but he drew enough attention, like you called it, to open somebody else up.
All the Warhawk eyes were on him as they ran that play earlier, and he went in motion, and Engel able to slip through the line and get out there and was all alone. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. Number 2, Engel, he puts it through, and that puts the Wendell Sully Hawks up 14-0. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIC Radio, 96.7, feed number 5 at KIC.com.
The life insurance business is a lot like, well, life. It feels good to be recognized for a job well done, like when you get that world's greatest mom mug or that employee of the month award. At State Farm, it's the same kind of feeling we get, and customers rate us highest in customer satisfaction among life insurance providers by J.D. Power. Talk to a State Farm agent and find out how good it can feel to be protected with State Farm Life Insurance. In Oskaloosa, stop and see your good neighbor, State Farm agent Wendell Campbell, at 807 A Avenue West. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And we're back as the Wendell Sully Hawks get set to kick off after their second score of the evening. Engel getting set to kick for the Hawks. good high kick. Fawcett's going to take this one inside his 5 and run near side up past the 15, get to the 20, and there he's going to be tripped up. A little bit of a shoestring there as he was trying to jump over a man, and guy caught his foot and tripped him up.
I thought the Madison would have some room to run, but like you said, excellent shoestring tackle.
So the Warhawks will pick over 1st and 10 on the 22. It seems like they've had the ball quite a bit here in the first half.
Yep.
Last series able to string a few things together, and then an unfortunate personal foul penalty pushed them way back and not able to recover from that one. So 4 receivers set now for Fleener. He comes out single back, 4 receivers. Man's going to go in motion. That's Bortel. Bortel's going to get it around the right side, try and get the edge, and he's going to be caught, drug down around the waist. And that's going to be a loss of about 5 on the play. I believe it was maybe Engel, it looked like, on that far side. Able to chase him down.
And Jacob's got speed to get the outside, but boy, Engel matched his speed.
Engel able to wrap him up around the waist and then drag him down before he could make the turn. So with 9:44 to play in the second quarter, Warhawks will break huddle on a 2nd and 13. Now this time a little more of a traditional setup, offset eye. Spolstra and Bortel, and they're going to let Bortel have it around the near side. He's going to sidestep tackle, have some room to run. That's the 25 to the 29. So great pickup by number 12, Bortel. As he made a play, able to sidestep a tackler and made it up to the 29. So good play on 2nd and 13. Now brings up a 3rd and about 4 for the Warhawks.
If you're Lindo Soyhawk, you're happy that number 21, Carson Dunsbergen, brought Jacob down because he would have had a touchdown if not for that.
Dunsbergen made a good open field tackle on Bortel and saved the touchdown for all intents and purposes there. And that kind of feels, you know, we've got a lot of instances like that so far this year, Ed, where it's just, maybe one missed tackle or a guy that sidesteps one way or the other. This time going to be a stacked eye. Bortel's going to get it around the left side. He's going to get it past the 30 or the 31. Ball's going to come out. But they're going to say he was down by contact before that happened. So bring up a 4th and very short, 4th and about a yard. Even closer than the, well, I'll call that a full yard, Ed. So 4th and 1, 8:24 to play in the second quarter. Ball spotted just beyond the 30. They need to get past the 31 for a new set of downs. Fleener with the team in the huddle, so it looks like the Warhawks are going to go for it here on 4th down. Nope, they're going to break, and Bortel's going to be back in his normal spot for the kicking team. Fisk and Dunsbergen back for the Hawks. Bortel's going to take it around the right side. He's going to try and reverse his field, and he's going to be wrapped up and dropped down to 15 as it looked like he thought he had some room to run around that far side. Nothing doing, and that's where the Hawks of Linville Sully would take over 1st and 10, ball spotted on the 17-yard line.
I like the call, but Sully was not surprised.
Nope, Sully, on that one, Ed, and there again, I'm not a football coach, and I don't claim to be, but even if you line up in their power eye or something to that effect, because you look at it, when Bortel gets the snap, he's already 7-8 yards deep. He's going to make that up plus the yard for the line to gain. Not able to make it. So Van Zanti comes out. They've got a quick pitch out to the far side. That's to Harrisman. Harrisman's going to sidestep the tackle, be down inside the 5 and get real close. And they're going to mark him down just short of the goal line. They stack those 3 receivers out on the far side, set up that little bit of screenplay that we saw in the first quarter a couple times, and he's able to pick up close to 14 on the play. So 1st and goal to go for the Hawks, 7:37 to play in the second quarter.
And Sully goes to the 3 receivers on the outside. The other 2, they block well. It's a well-designed play for Sully.
And really, for something like that, you think North Mahaska moves guys out there, then you open up really the middle of the field. But Harrison's going to take the handoff this time and go into the end zone untouched for 1 yard. Touchdown, Linville Sully Hawks. That puts them up 20-0 with 7:18 to play in the second quarter. Check around the areas. We've got some other big games going on in this district. We've got Colfax Flamingo playing BGM tonight. That game at Colfax. So get that pulled up and see what's doing there. Engel going to line up to kick this one. Kobe Fisk, number 19, set to hold. high snap, able to get the ball down, and the kick up. And Engel's kick is good. That kind of happened all in a big hurry, but Engel able to poke it through. So 7:18 to play in the second quarter. See the Linville Sully Hawks up 21-0. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC and KIICradio.com.
Can't help me feel your dream as a pro-life building company. Quality that you can trust in every building we construct. Proline is a place to know we're committed to helping your dreams grow. We're helping build your dreams as a Proline building company.
So the Hawks kick off their third score of the night. And Bortel's going to field this one about the 5, get up past the 15 to the 20. He's going to be drugged down there by number 20. That's Ryan Hofer. That's where the Warhawks will take over, 1st and 10. Ball spotted at the 22. 7:12 to play in the second quarter. All Linville Sully Hawks so far here tonight as they've put 3 scores on the board. The last series, a short field, they started 1st and 10 at their own at the Warhawk 15 after a failed attempt at a fake punt. Bortel dragged down at the 15-yard line, gave them the short field. First and 10 now for Fleener. Fleener comes out 3 receivers, and Bortel lined up beside. I'm not sure who's going to get for Fleener. Can take it around the right side. Going to have some room to run, but he's going to be wrapped up. He's going to lose about 5 on the play. They lined up Fleener again there. Fleener and Bortel shoulder to shoulder. And not sure who's going to get the snap there. And Fleener got the snap and tried to run around the right side. And that was sniffed out by the Hawk defense pretty quickly. And loss of 5 on the play will bring up a 2nd and 15.
I don't know if the Warhawk missed an assignment on the block there, but Brand had nowhere to run. Except we'll keep running sideways.
That's right. That is right. So 2nd and 15 now for the Warhawks. All spotted at the 18-yard line. Again, Fleener and Bortel come out side by side. Both of them hands up waiting on the snap. Fleener's going to take it, roll it near side. Have a man there. That's going to be Rosendahl. And through the hands of number 47, Cole Rosendahl. That ball a little underthrown. He was able to stop and kind of come back and get it and not able to reel it in. And good call there about good call by the Warhawks, just not able to connect the dots. So that'll bring up a 3rd and 15 now for the Warhawks. 6:14 to play in the second quarter.
I come back to that for the Warhawks.
Rosendahl out here in single coverage, and he was able to make a play on the ball, just the ball a little underthrown by Fleener. So 3rd and 15, Fleener this time is going to hand off to Bortel around the left side, and he is upended. Great play.
I think the hot tackler is a little stunned on that after that tackle.
He kind of went low, and Bortel stayed high, and it flipped Bortel over. And they're going to Carson Dunsberger, number 21. And it was a great play. He filled the hole and squared him up and flipped him over. And Bortel walked away, and Dunsberger got up a little woozy, a little slow to get up. And they're going to take a look at him over there on the sideline. Looked good.
Yeah.
Those of you, if there's anybody out there that can see the video, so we'll see what they do here. But they're gonna take a look at him as an official timeout. So 4th and 9 now for the Warhawks, and Bortel's gonna be back to kick.
I think that's Ryan
the Donsworth. It is Ryan Donsworth, number 21. That kick's going to be fielded at the 45. He's going to get it up past the 40, down the 35. Kind of close to the 30. That's number 10, Keenan Dunsbergen. So Dunsbergen fields it at the 45, 15-yard penalty. There is a pink flag here back about the 42-yard line. And they're going to get the Linville Sully Hawks for an illegal block, kind of like you called it that last kick. Um, I don't like that last one that they and I won't say they missed it. They may not have seen it, depending on who the official is. We were able to see it up here, but wasn't called on the last one, but did catch it on that one. So that backs the ball up to the Linville Sully to their own 48-yard line. And North Mahaska Warhawks are going to take a timeout and talk about it. With 5:16 to play, Linville Sully Hawks up 21-0. You're listening to Friday Night Lights here on KIIC.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work today and it's been smashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having real people there to help you when things go wrong. So, when accidents happen, we've got someone you know who will be there for you when you need them.
I'm State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell in Oskaloosa, and I'm that agent. I've got your back when things go wrong. So call me today, 673-4462. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So, what if you're...
They get sent out to Linville Sully Hawks, 1st and 10, ball spotted at their own 48-yard line. 5:16 to play in the second quarter. Linville Sully leading this one 21-0. Manzanti under center. Got three receivers to the near side. Single receiver. They're going to fake and flags all over the field. As he's got a man down there. And that ball's going to be through. Oh, and drops. That's pass intended for number 19, Kobe Fisk. And he had every reason to catch that. And he just let that ball fall. He just, I'm not sure what happened there, Ed, because.
Was he thinking end zone?
I think he saw the single defender, which was, I believe Fawcett, number 23, back here. Because it's Spoelstra on that far side. It's Spoelstra lines up on that other side. No, that's Fawcett. That's number 23.
I think it was an announcer on the coverage, 21.
Was it, Ben? Okay.
Yeah.
He, you know, he was the man back there and was going to make a play on it, but looks like an illegal formation. Yeah, they're going to call a procedural penalty against the Hawks. That was all the laundry that was on the field.
Maybe that's what he's looking at. He's looking at all the pitted lines in the field.
Well, I tell you, every single official that was lined up here on the ball saw that one because every single one of them had a flag on the field. So 5:09 to play is going to back the Hawks up. 5 be a 1st and 15, and they're going to break huddle in a 3 receivers, 2 to the near side, single back. And Harrisman's going to come in motion. They're going to take it to Harrisman, have a couple receivers there. Oh, wait, wait. Number 22, Cole Spoelstra. But Harrisman went in motion, and then they kind of led him out to a little bit of a screen to the near side, Ed.
I don't know for sure, but I think Spoelstra is the man whose his assignment tonight is Harrisman. I really do. I think that's Cole. Where he goes, you go.
Wherever Sage is on the field, we got a little quick equipment timeout here. Number 44, Braden Terrell, comes off the field. Looks like he's got some issues with his shoulder pads. So Braden Terrell comes out. Number 67, Hunter Sterling goes in for the Warhawks. And great play by Cole Spoelstra as he put it. Tell you what, kids. If you could see this on TV, that's the way you put your shoulder down and drive it, and loss of about 7 on the play. So, long Benzanti's going to set up another little quick screen this time, and he's going to have some room to run. Caught at the 40, up past the 45, 50, bring down the far sideline, and Jacob Bortel is going to run him out of bounds. That's a little quick screen after that far side to Evan Squires, the freshman. And what was once a 2nd and about 27, will go for, about 35, 40 yards, and that'll give the Hawks a 1st and 10 in Warhawk territory, but line up at the 25-yard line.
You know, on defense, when I know everybody wants to get the quarterback. The quarterback's in the backfield, you scheme. Sometimes you just got to not pursue, because they over-pursued on that play and opened it up.
And it's tough on a screenplay. You see the quarterback and nobody around him, and your mind's thinking, oh, I want to drag it down. As Manzanti comes out, rolls near side, he's going to throw a ball up and have the man there.
That's
going to be a pass interference. As Cole Spoelstra, all he could do was knock the man down. If he didn't, that was going to be caught and probably a touchdown, as that was right at the goal line. So about the only play Spoelstra could make on that one, he didn't have time to turn around and make a play on the ball. So ball falls incomplete, but with the pass interference, that's going to bring a 1st and 10. So 10-yard penalty, 1st and 10, marked down. We're going to keep Oh, he hit the 25, so half the distance to the goal, yeah. So down about the 12 and a half yard line.
So actually, it's a good play for the Warhawks. I mean, yeah, we give up the yardage on the penalty, but it's better than that than touchdowns.
So we'll have a first and 10 for the Hawks. They will be able to pick up another first down without getting into the end zone. But first and 10, ball spotted at the 13 with 4:14 to go in the second quarter. Van Zanty breaks huddle, has an I formation in behind him now. I think the Squire's going to give it to Harrison around the right side. And Harrison's going to be drugged down by the arm. Great play by Jacob Mortel. And some laundry comes in from the very back of the end zone. We'll wait to see what the call is here. It's generally the area of the holding. And that is, that's a holding against the Hawks. So that'll bring it back. It's a good play by Jacob Mortel. Harrison was able to pick up about 7 on the play, close to 8, but with the holding penalty, that's going to back the Hawks up with 4:04 to play in the second quarter. So that'll back it back up. We're here back to the 15-yard line now. So first and 13 is what they're going to call it. Ball spotted at the 15. Van Zanty and the Hawks break huddle. He comes out in the shotgun with two receivers to the near side. Evan Squires to his right. Harrisman goes in motion. They're going to take it to Harrisman and give it to Squires off the right side. He's going to be stacked up and dropped by two-thirds of the red shirts on the defensive side of the ball.
Heck, Colton Davis on 51 and Cole Spoelstra. A couple of the Warhawks in there.
Spoelstra, Shipley, and Davis in on the stop, and then the rest of the guys came in to push them back. So they bring up a second and 11. Has only picked up 2 by Squires. And there again, Harrisman, when he lines up in that far receiver set, he comes in motion generally cross, so he gets a lot of attention as he crosses the formation. Van Zanty now breaks hull and going to have that little bunch of 3 receivers to the far side, single receiver near side with man coverage. He's going to roll out, have a man there at the goal line. That ball's going to be caught and then drug out of bounds. Van Zanty passes. Fisk made the reception. He was at the goal line, but had to come back to catch the ball. So run out of bounds, but the Hawks will pick up a first and goal to go with 3 minutes as Fisk was ran out of bounds on that. So first and goal to go. Ball spotted on the 2-yard line, 3-yard line. Right at 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. 2 receivers to the near side, I formation in behind Van Zanty. Van Zanty's going to let Harrison have it off the right side. He's going to take the pocket and push it forward and pick up the 3, fall forward and touchdown, Linville Sully, as they go up 27-0 with 2:55 to play in the second quarter.
Go back to that last play where they had 3 wideouts. I was thinking of Colfax. You know, Colfax, they got the opponents, they ran 4. But you got to worry about them 3 guys, and Colfax did not have an Irishman in the backfield. And at the defense, I don't know how you stop it.
No. And you go like, Cole, you know they're going to throw it.
Yep.
I mean, just with the quarterback and the arm that he has, he does have some speed, so you got to watch him around the edge. But you know they're going to throw it. Here you've got the risk of not only 3 receivers out to that side, single man coverage on the near side, but then, you know, it's kind of where you go. And you see in the college game, you know, the spread formations have caught on and these 4 or 5 receiver sets with single quarterbacks in the backfield. We'll look and see here. It's going to be an encroachment call against the defense on the try. But then it generally does not translate well over to the professional side because they are still very, you know, pro set offense.
Yep.
And 1, 2, maybe 3 receivers in most instances. So I think that's my opinion why we've seen a little bit of a deterioration of the quarterback position moving from that college to professional ranks. You guys, RG3 really kind of heralded out of Baylor and just not able to make a pro career. Really, the pro-style quarterbacks are still in very high demand. So the Hawks are going to go for 2 here as they get half the distance on the encroachment call. And that ball is going to be thrown up and caught. A 2-point conversion to number 2, Noah Engel, is good. Van Zanty to Engel. And with 2:55 to play, the Hawks of Linville Sully go up 29-0. You're listening to Friday Night Lights here on KIIC, feed number 5, North Mahaska Warhawk football on Friday Night Lights.
Do you have an event coming up this year? William Penn's Event Planning Services have the ability to transform our many facilities to accommodate your needs. hold your family reunion or wedding reception in the Penn Activity Center, the foyer of the Musco Technology Center, or the Dana Atkins Memorial Union Dining Hall. Smaller, more casual events can be held in the privacy of the Sherman Room or the Chief Mahas Room in the Dana Atkins Memorial Union. You can even use classrooms in our academic facilities. By utilizing our resources, we can make your event a success. We provide a welcoming environment for groups of all types and sizes. This special event at Williamstown University will be one that your guests will remember well. For menus and information about Sedexo Catering,
the Hawks kick off deep ball. That's the Foss going to field that up about the 10, the 20, the 25, and fall forward to the 28. 27-28 yard line, where the Warhawks will take over first and 10 with 2:49 to play in the second quarter. And so far, there again, I kind of go back to my best Denny Green, the Linville Sully Hawks were who we thought they were coming in here tonight. You know, Sage Erisman, number 27, that's no big it's no big secret. They're going to give him the ball quite often. And
you know, this Sully team beat Monty team, and I, you know, it was that rainy night. I just think, well, it was the weather. I don't think so. This is a good Sully team.
From what I've seen so far here tonight, this is a quality Linville Sully team, and they look forward to, as this rolls out right side, Rosendahl going to be and be able to connect and up to the 40-yard line. As Fleener able to roll out, Rosendahl in single coverage, able to make the connection and run out of bounds, a fresh set of downs. It stops the clock at 2:41, and that's kind of what we've been missing so far, Ed. We've had the opportunities, just not able to connect the dots so far here tonight. So
it's been there, just not being able to make Sully pay for it. This time we finally feel. Let's see if we can keep this moving.
Spot the ball at the 40-yard line of the Warhawks, 2:27 to play. Spot the ball and wind the clock. Warhawks going to come out in a power eye now. Shipley, Spolstra, and Bortel in behind Fleener. Bortel's going to get it, follow his two blockers, and he's going to be hit. And he's going to fall forward, get some positive yards, get about three on the play, or bring up second and seven. And, you know, that play, Ed, I don't know that I would have given him any yards at all from the initial push, but he was able to break free and fall forward and get three hard-fought yards for Jacob Bortel.
You know, for young running backs, that's a good play to watch. You don't give up on your play. Until you're on the ground, just keep them legs moving because you can make – something positive out of nothing.
Three and close to four has really made something out of nothing. Fleener breaks huddle now. The Warhawks are going to come out with four receivers, three to the far side. Fleener in the shotgun with Spolstra, and he's going to roll out. Have a guy there. He's going to be looking over his shoulders. That's that pass intended for Rosendahl, just a little out of reach, maybe a step or two ahead of him. But not a bad call there again is Rosendahl came out near side. In single coverage and able to make a play on the ball. He got behind the defender and just not able to connect the dots. And that's one, you know, for me, Ed, and there again, not a football coach, but I think as Brant Fleener gets comfortable with what he's doing, if he takes that extra second to set his feet and really make that throw, that he just kind of throws up and lets his offensive guy make a play. But I think as Fleener gets some experience, that's certainly a play that's going to give some successes for the Warhawks. This time, pitch is going to be near side to Jacob Bortel, and Bortel's going to be hit at the 40 and drops. And we're going to have a timeout, Linville Sully, with 1:25 to play. That brings it fourth down and seven, loss of the yard, fourth down and eight. So, 1:25 to play. Linville Sully Hawks are going to take a timeout, maybe hope to get another offensive series in before we go to halftime. So 1:25 to play, Linville Sully leading at 29-0. North Mahaska Warhawks, you're listening to Friday Night Lights here on KIIC.
Are you a registered nurse? If you are, then we know you're incredibly busy. So stop for a minute and consider, what more could you do if you had a Bachelor of Science in Nursing degree? Maybe you could finally get that promotion you deserve, or take the next step toward your master's degree. Or maybe you just want to be the best nurse you can be. Whatever your reason, William Penn University makes it easy to turn your RN into a BSN degree. Classes meet just one day a week, and you can get credit for what you've already accomplished because the BSN degree program builds directly on your prior experience. This is fun, hands-on learning taught by knowledgeable faculty who can answer all of your questions in a supportive classroom environment. Call 800-779-PENN to find out more. That's 800-779-PENN. Classes will be offered this fall at William Penn University campuses in Oskaloosa and Clyde, Indian Hills Community College in Ottumwa, and at Southwestern Community College in Creston. Call 800-779-PENN to apply. Move your career forward today.
So Fisk and Dunsbergen back to receive as Bortel lines up in the punt with a 4th and 7 for the Warhawks, ball spotted at the 42. And that ball's going to be touched by one of the defenders as he was able to get in, and Bortel ran around the right side, and that ball's going to go out of bounds inside Warhawk territory. And the Hawks of Linville Sully are going to get the ball back. 1st and 10, only have a minute 19 before they blow the whistle for half. The ball spotted at the 47-yard line of the Warhawks. So big defensive stops here for the Warhawks, but we've seen the Hawks been able to not only run the ball for big chunks of yardage, but also pass the ball for big plays. They break center, and they're going to come out two receivers near side, single tight end to the far side. Van Dampy's got a single back as they're kind of in the pistol here. Van Dampy, ball's loose. I think Sully fell on it. Oh my goodness! With half of the Warhawk defense saw the ball was out and nobody able to fall on the ball. Fortunate bounce for the Hawks. Clock continues to run. We're inside a minute 58 seconds as the Hawks line up again in the same flags fly. Ball's thrown deep, and that one's well underthrown. Is that pass intended for Harrisman, number 27? Harrisman never saw the ball as that ball was well underthrown. He was running down that far sideline. And flag on the play, generally probably a procedural penalty. The illegal shift as they had two guys in motion and didn't get set before the ball was snapped. So stops the clock with 51 seconds to play, and that's going to back them up another 5. So that will bring up a 2nd and close to 17, I believe. On the play. Ball spotted at the 47-yard line of the Hawks now, back into their own territory. And the Hawks again come out three receivers and man in the slot. Low snap, but Van Zanty able to get it up to Dunsbergen. And Dunsbergen able to sidestep a tackle, still on his feet midfield, can be drug out of bounds.
Red Fraser walked, dragged him out, right into Coach Nick Harrett.
right into the coaches here right in front of us, and that drug out of bounds at the 47-yard line, so pickup of 10, bring up a 3rd and 11. Clock stops at 42.8 to play here in the second quarter. Three receivers now, and I think everybody and their brother started early there. I think everybody knew the snap count except for Van Zanty and his center, because everybody else took off, and the ball still hadn't made it back to Van Zanty yet.
The Warhawks, they were kind of late on getting set for defense, but
not sure what was going on there. So backs them up another 5. So far, two penalties on this drive for the Hawks. They do not look sharp. As everything else they've done here in the first half has seemed to work. 40 seconds to go. The Hawks come out now. Van Zanty, quick pitch to Dunsbergen, and Dunsbergen goes up to get it and overthrown. Incomplete for Dunsbergen. It's going to bring up a 4th down. The ball spotted at the 48-yard line of the Hawks.
If he would have caught that, Ryan Donser was getting ready to hit on him.
He had a bead on him and was going to give him. So we're going to see the punt team for the Linville Sully Hawks possibly for the first time here tonight. 36.4 seconds to play in the second quarter. You're listening to first half action of North Mahaska Warhawk football here on KIIC Radio, feed number 5. Nice snap, but this one, almost got it. It's a short kick, and that ball's going to hit and roll out of bounds at about the 34-yard line. It's number 30, Quentin Thompson, in for the Hawks, and not a real strong kick, but able to get it down only a net of about 27 yards, 28 yards net on the kick. North Mahaska have 1st and 10, ball spotted at their own 34-yard line with 29.2 to play in the second quarter.
Graydon Terrell almost could have felt that ball. He was so close to blocking that thing.
I would be surprised if there wasn't some ball marks on his fingertips as he was able to get in there and put some pressure on the kicker for the Hawks. Lear's going to come under center now, and he's just going to take a knee as the Warhawks are going to take this one into the locker room at halftime with Linville Sully Hawks leading at 29-0. We're down to 20 seconds left. I think they'll just let the clock roll out on this one. Second quarter action, some big games going on down the road. Albia up 7-0 to PCM, which early in the season, as you looked at the schedule, CMB Baxter and Albia was really the game to watch. Well, and PCM beat CMB. Albia put up 42 points in the first half last week against CMB. So this PCM Albia, the number one ranked Class 2A team in the state, as they are facing probably their first big challenge. And, you know, Ed, I was talking to a gentleman this week, and we were talking about this Albia team, and really for all intents and purposes, that entire team has only had to play two, maybe three quarters, as they have been going into a lot of fourth quarters of their games up 35, 40, 42, 45 points. So really a big test for that Albia team down in Albia.
Is that a concern maybe for Albia?
You know, I think it is. You know, when you look at it from a standpoint of playing all four quarters, and as we go through the playoffs and certainly the teams that they play, they're going to have some four quarters. So tonight's a big test for that Albia team, not only show up, but show up and play four good quarters of football against that PCM team. CMB leading North Polk 7-0 that game in the first quarter. Centerville, Davis County, zeros on that one in the first quarter. Central Decatur, 6, Clark, 0. Ottumwa down at Burlington here this evening, and that game 0 in the first quarter. Sheraton and Carlisle, second quarter, so getting into that game, and that game still no score. Second quarter, Knoxville up 20-0 over Oskaloosa. Me and Ed talked a little bit before the game about this one. Oskaloosa having an outside chance at the playoffs, but they were going to have to win this week at Knoxville and then also win next week. Pella, no big challenge there. Pella up 48-0 over Saybell that game in the second quarter. Davenport Assumption 0, Fairfield 0. Highland 32, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont 0. That EBF team coming off, you know, they lost their coach last year, so a new coach into that Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont program, and they're kind of struggling through, but that's feed number 3 streaming on KIC Radio tonight. Sigourney, Kyoto leading 28-14, that game in the second quarter over Columbus Community, that's stream number 6. Pella Christian leading West Marshall 33-0. Cedar Rapids Xavier 7, Iowa City Regina 7. That's another game that Iowa City Regina team, as I was looking at the Class 1A, they are the number 5 or number 6 ranked team, but a perennial powerhouse in Iowa City Regina.
That team would play with a lot of 4A teams. They are good.
So 7-all in that one, the first quarter. Mount Air leading Pleasantville 7-0. Pleasantville, another one, highly ranked team in our class, Class A. I believe they were number three. So Pleasantville, number 3, they're trailing Mount Air 7-0. Wayne at home against Harmony, stream number 4 in KIC, as Wayne leads at 57-0. Melcher, Dallas, Moravia, listening to the radio earlier today, previewing tonight's games, this game was supposed to be, that game's 50-0 in the second quarter, Moravia leading that 8-man football there, so scores tend to kind of rack up beyond that one. Seymour Lamoni, no score in that one. Twin Cedars, Mormon Trail, no score in that one. Linville Sully, you're listening to this one on stream number 5. At halftime, Linville Sully leads this one 29-0 over the Warhawks of North Mahaska. Other action here in our district number 7. So Iowa Valley, Montezuma, no score in that one yet. That one showing just in the first quarter. GMG Garland, Belle Plaine, that game, no score. BGM, Colfax, Mingo, no score. So no scores to show you. Hopefully we'll have some of those updated. Pekin leading Waco 14-0. That's district action. Pekin used to be in our district 2 years ago. And then Van Buren, Winfield, Mountain Union, Winfield up on that one 48-0. So we're going to take a break here for halftime, let the band have the field for the next 10 or 15 minutes. And Ed will be back to bring you the second half action for North Mass Warhawks week number 8. You're listening to Friday Night Lights here on KIIC. Getting ready to call a second half as Linville Sully Hawks get ready to kick off. The Warhawks of North Mahaska will receive. Linville Sully Hawks leading at 29-0 as we start third quarter, and here we go. High kick, short kick, is going to bounce about the 20. That ball's going to bounce toward the sideline and going to go out of bounds. So penalty marker is going to come out, and the Warhawks get the ball first and 10. Spotted up, I believe, the 35-yard line is where they come back for that one, Ed.
Let's see what Coach Warhawk. I got to get warmed up after halftime.
We kind of stayed stagnant during halftime. Now we're up kind of moving around trying to get the blood flowing. It's a chilly night here in New Sharon, Iowa.
We'll see what Coach Eric and Warhawk's got to see if they come up with a game plan here for the second half.
See what the discussion in the locker room at halftime was.
Coach Warhawk. I can't believe
Coach Warhawk. 43 degrees, mostly clear with the lights of the stadium. Not many stars out, but I think you get away. We'll see some tonight. Power eye formation now. Fleener under center. Three backs. Two blockers. Bortel's going to get it. Going to cut back to the other side. Not much doing. It's going to pick up about a yard up to the 36, and that's where the Warhawks will have a second and nine. They're going to give another yard, so second and eight. There's 11:37 to play in the third quarter. Second half action, North Mahaska Warhawks, week number eight of Friday Night Lights with KIIC Radio. All the scores, one station. Check that Albia score again. They're up 21-0 PCM that game in the second quarter. Warhawks come out, two tight ends, single receiver near side, offset eye behind Fleener. That's Bolstra and Bortel. Bortel's going to get this time around the right side. He's going to be chased out, going to make the edge and get to the 40. And run out of bounds. Good pickup by Jacob Bortel up to the 42-yard line. And he was able to just kind of use some of that speed. You know, we haven't, in the first half, he hasn't been able to get the edge, but that time he did get the edge and picked up about six on the play. Bring up a third. They're only going to give him five, so no, I'll give him six, so third and seven.
Engel for the Hawks was able to push Jacob out of bounds. I mean, he's asked himself, but Jacob, he's a good gain there for Jacob.
Like to see him get a few more, get the opportunity to run downhill like he did there. So Bortel's going to take the handoff off the left side. He's going to be stacked up and try and hop forward. Going to get maybe back to the line of scrimmage, but that's going to bring up a fourth down for the Warhawks. Knoxville packed another touchdown on as they lead Oskaloosa 35-0. That game going into halftime. Check and see if we have any other. Yeah, no other scores around our district so far. Warhawks will come out in their kick team. Bortel back to kick. Dunsbergen and Fisk back into Hawk territory. Good kick by Bortel. That ball's going to land about the 40. He's going to be fielded by Fisk, and Fisk can run up near sideline up past the 40 to the 44, and that's where the Hawks will take over first and 10. Good coverage on the kick, and only about an 8-yard return by the Hawks, and that's where they will take over their first offensive possession here of this second half, leading 29-0. 10:20 to play in the third quarter. All Linville Sully Hawks so far here this evening.
We talked earlier about you know, Sully being right up the road to the north. I'll come back after the play. Go ahead.
Hawks break huddle. Three receivers now bunched to the far side. I say far side. They're lined about where your tight end would be. And Harrison's going to take this one and just dive forward as there's nothing doing. Kind of a busted play as Vanzanti. Didn't really look like he knew where he wanted to go with that one.
Anyway, yes. North Mahaska's district and Sully's district, they match up. And the school districts match up. And believe it or not, North Mahaska's quarterback just lost his name.
Brant Fleener?
Brant Fleener and Kobe Fisk are actually neighbors.
Really?
Yep.
So where the lines of the district are drawn is Vanzanti breaks I formation, but three receivers now. And they're going to hand off this time to Harris Monroe on the near side. He's going to have room to run. In midfield, 45, stiff arm of the 45, up past the 40. 35, steps back in. Got to have the sideline, 20, 15, 10. And he's going to take it all the way. Sage Arisman, as he took it 56 yards to the house for the Hawks, and that puts them up 35-0, pending the extra point with 9:31 play.
There's Warhawk who had a shot at him at the 45, and he just stiff-armed him like Sticky called, and he had no part of that.
He pushed him down and was able to kind of tightrope walk the sideline and take it all the way in, 56 yards for Sage Arisman. Another touchdown for the Linville Sully Hawks. No angle in the kick for the Hawks. As with that touchdown, the Iowa State High School Athletic Association rule with a 35-point lead in the second half, we will have a running clock. This kick from Engel is up and is good. So with that, the North Mahaska Warhawks now trail Linville Sully Hawks 36-0. It's 9:31 to play in the third quarter. And thank you for listening to North Mahaska Warhawk football on Friday Night Lights. We'll thank some of our sponsors. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC. Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon are your local experts for seed and crop protection.
as well as agronomic services, crop protection services, the one name in crop production inputs.
So we're back as the Linville Sully Hawks get set to kick off. Noah Engel, number two, is set to kick with 9:31 to play in the third quarter. Fawcett and Bortel back to receive for the Warhawks. Kick is up. Good high kick. Bortel's going to go over and pick up the 15, up the 20-yard line, far side of the field, 25. Sidestep has some room to run. The 25, 30, 35. Great return by Jacob Bortel. He gets up to about the 36-yard line. That's where the Warhawks will take over, first and 10, 9:17 to play. And they'll start the running clock here as the an overthrow from the referee here from the far sideline, as the side judge flew the referee with the new ball as they bring one into play. And they spotted that to 36, and that's where the Warhawks will take over, first and 10. Offset eye now behind Fleener, Spolstra and Bortel.
Oh, nice move.
Fleener, he got a nice move. He got hooked in the corner. Oh, 40, room to run, 30, 25. He's going to be dragged down inside the 25 to the 21. That's Fleener and Roosevelt able to connect the dots. Big pickup from the North Mahaska Warhawks as they get it down to the Hawk 20-yard line, and that's the play that we've been kind of quick up and out, and that double move by Cole Rosendahl down to the near sideline, and able to connect with Brant Fleener, helping a first and 10 with 8:13 to play for the Warhawks.
Excellent route ran by Rosendahl, and beautiful throw. I mean, that's a perfect pass.
He set it up there, and timing was just perfect on that one, so great pickup by the Warhawks. Now, the Warhawks come out with a three receiver set, Fleener in the pistol, and Bortel going to take it. He's going to fake one way, turn on the other side, and he's going to pick up two, close to three, down about the 17-yard line.
Number 27, Harrison on the tackle that play.
Harrison in on the stop, and, Ed, with some of these smaller schools that we see, a lot of these guys, not only are they great athletes on the offensive side of the ball, but they're also playing defense. A good portion of the Warhawks are doing that as well, but it's pretty amazing to see how year in and year out some of these teams, Montezuma, BGM, really, BGM 2 years ago, they kind of had a down year last year, but now they're on the way back up, number one ranked team in class A. It's later this time going to have the Bortel on the left side, have a blocker, but he's going to be stacked up and drug back. Give him about a half of a yard. But it's pretty amazing just how some of these teams really can reload every year, and it's not just guys that specialize in being a running back or a quarterback. They're playing both sides of the ball and just quality athletes. So third and seven now for the Warhawks. Ball spotted at the 17-yard line. Wiener now under center. Offset eye. Spolster and Bortel. Fawcett goes in motion to the near side. They're going to roll on near side. Fleer's got a man there, and that passes just well over the head. Passing 10 for number 19, Mullenberg. And there again, Ed, he had Mullenberg there. Maybe rushed the throw just a little bit.
I would assume the Warhawks will go for it here on fourth down.
Fourth and, we'll call it fourth and eight, ball spot to 17. Rosendahl comes off the bench with the play. Fleener delivering the play to his team in the huddle. Ball's on the far side of the field. Warhawks traveling left to right as you face your radio dial. High 57 to play in the third quarter. Two backs now behind Fleener. Two receivers to the near side. Sam Fleener going to roll that near side again. Have a man going to have be open, and that pass to Rosendahl just not able to connect. Is Rosendahl able to get a hand on it? And as Fleener rolled that near side, Rosendahl was running a pattern to the far side, so Fleener kind of throwing it against his body there and just out of the reach of Cole Rosendahl, number 47. So that will turn the ball over and give the Hawks a first and 10. Ball spotted on the 18-yard line. And a good play call there from the Warhawks, Ed. The play was certainly there, just not able, Fleener not able to connect with Cole Rosendahl. I formation now for the Hawks. And Zampi this time going to hand off to the up-back. That'd be squatted.
Oh, got it loose. The ball's picked up. The 15, the 10, still on his feet and run out of bounds. as a fumble by the Hawks.
Van Fleeter going in. Single recovery.
I believe that was Squires that the ball was intended for. No, that 22 Dylan Rosenblum. It's a little bit of a different setup there for the Hawks, but ball goes on the ground. The ball spotted now down to the 7-yard line, so Warhawks will have first and goal to go. Ball spotted at 7, and the brightest spot we've had so far here tonight.
Exactly, yeah.
Fleener able to pick that one up, and the ball kind of bounced right to him and able to return it along that far sideline. So first and goal to go for the Warhawks. Fleener this time is going to pitch out near side. The ball is going to be on the ground. As the pitch to Bortel never really got to him, but Warhawks able to get it back. Loss of about 2, so that'll be second goal to go on the 9.
Lucky he recovered that ball.
Yeah,
I thought Sully jumped on it.
It looked like Sully jumped on it, but Bortel able to reach down and pick it up and then fall the other way. Is that would have been a very unfortunate bounce to go the other way for us. So 3:45 to play in the third quarter. Clock continues to run as Wendell Sully lead this one 36-0. Fleener now with 2 receivers to the near side. Fleener's going to roll out and have Rosendahl there. Same play. That ball knocked loose, but we do have a flag on the field.
That was the exact same play they tried to run last time they went for it on fourth down.
So they have a holding on the Warhawks, which you generally don't see on passing plays. Generally, officials will let that go more so than they do on running plays, just from a standpoint of that happened right about the line of scrimmage. So hold by the Warhawks will back them up 10. Give them still a second goal to go. Ball spotted at the 21-yard line. That is a spot foul, so that occurred at the 11. Back them up 10. Second goal to go. Ball spotted on the 21-yard line. So now Fleener breaks huddle and offset eye with Bortel and Spolstra. A little kind of a take play, and Fleener's going to be passed from Spolstra, or from Bortel to Fleener. It's kind of a Statue of Liberty play there where Fleener started walking toward the sideline, acting like he didn't know what the play was, and they direct snapped it to Bortel. Bortel able to connect with Fleener. It picks up about 10, so that brings the ball down to the 11-yard line, so third and goal to go now from the 11.
Folks, you at home, you would have had to see that play for yourself.
Yeah, I apologize for how I called that, but I called it just as I saw it. That's exactly what I saw. So now power eye in behind Fleener, 3 backs. That eye, they're going to pitch it far side to Bortel. Bortel going to try to cut upfield inside the 10, down to the 5. And a flag comes in on the play. And they're going to call the Warhawks for a hold. So the Warhawks able to get down inside the 10, close to the 5, and now another holding penalty on third down will back them up 10. Spot foul on that one, so I'll bring them back to the 22. So now we're back a down later and 10 yards back and 1 step forward, 3 steps back, Ed. Just can't seem to win for losing, and I say that, that's kind of an oxymoron saying that. But
I'm still thinking about that last play. I want to ask Coach Eric, who drew that up? Because that's quite impressive, really.
Yeah, you could hear some from the far sideline saying, hey, pay attention, because nobody else was moving aside from Brant Fleener. 3 receivers now near side is Fleener and Bortel. Bortel's going to take the direct snap. He's going to throw it up for grabs, and that ball's going to be put in the hands of 2 Hawk defenders, and that ball's going to fall incomplete as Bortel just able to try and throw it up. Pass intended for number 19, Griffin Muhlenberg. As Muhlenberg, I think he had a chance at it in the second. That ball was kind of up in the air. Now a 4th and goal to go. Ball spotted at the 22-yard line. Minute 28 to play in the third quarter.
If he would have caught that, that would have just
that would have been a highlight on
the whole series.
Yeah, yeah, because they something out of nothing here. So 4th and goal to go. Ball spotted on the 22. And
we're going to attempt a field goal.
They're going to attempt a field goal as Jack Munson comes out. Walker, number 33, Casey Walker, to hold. And this is going to be called down
kick is up, and that kick's going to be short.
It's returnable.
And the Hawks are going to return this one. It's just picked up by Harrison on the goal line. And he's going to have room to run down the far sideline. And there he's going to be met and driven down. But he's going to return it about 47 yards. Madison Fawcett able to run him down along with Braden Carroll. Fawcett comes up, kind of walks it off. A little bit of a issue with his right leg. So Jarrett Stodgill, number 9, comes on for Madison Fawcett, number 23, has a right ankle. Madison Fawcett on the near side, they tend to him. So Hawks get it first and 10, ball spotted at the 48-yard line. That's what will take over with 13 seconds left. We'll see if they get one snap in. I formation in behind. And this time the handoff's going to be near side. Will be driven down. Good defensive stop.
Reese Strasser
in on the stop. That handoff was to 26 Evans Squires, the freshman, as he's lined up now, not the fullback, but the running back position. And that's going to be the last play of the third quarter as they reset the clock and flip the field. Ball spotted right just short of midfield for the Hawks. So we'll come back with a 2nd and 8. When we come back to the fourth quarter, you're listening to the Friday Night Lights here on KIIC Radio, feed number 5, North Mahaska Warhawks football.
Cargill of New Sharon has all the fertilizer and chemicals necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Micogen, and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit with Cargill of New Sharon for all your pre-fall applications and check out their prepay options. That's Cargill of New Sharon, 641-637-4050. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Warhawk football on KIIC Radio and KIICRadio.com, 96.7 Thunder Country, Friday Night Lights, and now back to more Warhawk football.
Wendell Campbell, Ed Guma here. We're going to start the fourth quarter as the Warhawks on defense with a 2nd and 8 for the Linville Sully Hawks, trailing 36-0. And all of the hopeful things that we had on that last series, Ed, on the big play between Fleener and Rosendahl, kind of died down around the goal line as they were unable to punch it in. Hawks come out now I formation. Handoff's going to be to the up back. Ball's going to be on the ground.
The Warhawks have recovered.
It looks like the Warhawks have recovered it. Number 15, Elijah Collins, I believe in there for the Hawks, quarterback, and not able to get the handoff, and the Warhawks are going to have the ball first and 10. Braden Terrell, number 44, able to fall on it. So the Warhawks get the ball back first and 10 with 11:34 to play in the quarter. Second half action, North Mahaska Warhawks football here, week number 8, Ed. And as we kind of look, the playoff picture starts to kind of evolve out of this group, and certainly put this Linville Sully Hawks team up against some of these other teams in our district. Brent Fleener breaks huddle, offset eye behind, man in the slot to the near side, and a pitch near side to Bortel. Bortel's going to reverse his field and then be caught and drug down. Finished off by number 27, Sage Harrison, on the play.
I think number 10 for the Hawks. I think it's number 10. He was
Caden Dunnenbergen.
Put an arm on his leg.
They've been slowing him down and hold the edge. As the Hawks have been able to do that on Jacob Bortel tonight. He's had a hard time making it to the outside.
Yeah, just as I called earlier, that Cole Spolster was eyeing an Irishman. You know, that's your man. Where he goes, you go. Where if the Hawks have the same thing, you know. We know Jacob Bortel's the man they're going to get the ball to. You
know that he's going to get the handoff a lot of the times and just keep eyes on him. There's another offset eye, Fleener under center. He's going to fake handoff and a roll out far side, have a man there, and that ball's going to be through the hands of number 44, Braden Terrell. And I can tell you tonight, aside from the one completion to Cole Rosendahl, Brant Fleener does not look comfortable rolling out and throwing that ball on the run as they've ran quite a few, you know, and we've kind of seen it. I've seen it evolve, at least in the 3 years I've been covering North Mahaska football. You know, really a run between the tackles is Coach Garrett's style of football. But they have been able to open it up here the last couple of years and institute a couple pass plays. Fleener just not comfortable here tonight. High formation behind him, two receivers. Good block. He's got a man there. And good defense. And they're going to call him for being there a little too early. Pass intended for Rosendahl. Number 10, Caden Dunsberg, and got there a little early. Made had an arm around him. It kind of looked like.
I was going to say he had excellent coverage, but a little too good a coverage.
Maybe two excellent coverage as he got there a little early. Got the arm in there, but had that other arm wrapped around the waist of Cole Rosendahl. And so a spot foul, that'll move the change for the Warhawks. Warhawks will get a first down, 9:23 to play in the fourth quarter. I was looking to see here if we had some updates of scores from some of the other games. Albion now at 28-0. That game's at halftime, so they take that one, take control of that one as they go into halftime. No scores on any other district games that we have around here for us. Power Eye now. And Fortell gets it off the left side, up past the 35, down to the 33. Van Dyke in on the stop, number 72 for the Hawks. Second down and six now for the Warhawks, 8:50 to play in the second half. And I can tell you one thing, Ed, it is not warming up at all. I kind of laughed at you for bringing an extra jacket and my toes more than anything. So, this time, hand off to Bortel. Bortel's going to jump to the left, get back to the line of scrimmage, and get nothing on the play.
I was going to offer you my second coat, but if you need them around your legs, your toes, I'd look kind of awful.
I think I can manage for the next 8:21. It's no gain on the play for the Warhawks. Bring up a third and seven now, so a loss of about a yard. Ball spotted at the 34-yard line of the Hawks.
Little number 72 out there for the Hawks. You called his name.
Van Dyke.
Van Dyke. I remember that Van Dyke kid from basketball. That kid is tall. He's a big basketball player.
Certainly didn't get shorted in the height department like you and I did. Power Eye now behind Fleener. Walker, little pitchback pass. Fleener's got a man. He's going to go for everything he's got. Come back on.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The ball's going to be caught by Rosendahl at the 10. Oh, wow. Touchdown. Most of my ass to Warhawks. Little pitchback pass as Bortel took the handoff and then turned around and pitched it back to Fleener. Fleener threw it for all he had. And Cole Rosendahl able to come back and make a play on it at the 10. Caught the ball. Not bad defense on the Hawks side, but Rosendahl able to come back and get it and score. So from 34 yards out, the Norton Lasker Warhawks waited about three and a half quarters, but finally put six on the board as Jack Munson gets set to kick the extra point here tonight. So a little bit of a bright spot in the fourth quarter for the Warhawks. Snap kick is blocked. It's good push up front by the Linville Sully Hawks. But with that, the Warhawks get on the board. The Linville Sully Hawks lead us from 36-6 with 7:40 to play in the fourth quarter. You're listening to North Mahaska Warhawk football here on KIIC. All the scores, one station. As a pro-life building a buggy, quality that you can trust in every building we construct. Pro-life is a place to know we're committed to helping your dreams grow.
So we're back as the North Basket Warhawks get six on the board. Number 82, Sampson, getting set to kick for the Warhawks. Little line drive kick and a bounce at the 35-yard field here on the near side. Got room to run along the near sideline. That's Dunsberg, and Dunsberg at 30. He dug out of bounds inside the 30 down to the 26. So good return as they, Sampson tried to have a low line drive kick, but got it to one of their speed guys, and Dunsberg able to take it up the near sideline. The 26-yard line, that's where the Hawks will take over with 7:32 to play in the second half.
You know, we know from the Warhawks, there's three seniors on the team. So there's a lot of boys going to be back next year. You're going to lose Jacob Ortel. He's a big loss.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt about that. But Flader and Rosendahl, who just made that touchdown, you know, they're back. So there's some bright spots.
Guys are going to be back. And not to mention a JV team for North Nebraska that has had some success. A quick pitch to Sage Squires on the outside. And Sage is going to be upended as he just kind of ran north and south as opposed to east and west and didn't gain much on the play. Good defensive stop for the Warhawks.
Cole Spolstra on the play for the Warhawks.
And on the stop, a little bit of an update. Montezuma GMG, that one's 48-0. Got that one. Not sure what point that game is, but it's 48-0. I think they had that GMG team tonight, if I'm not mistaken. A big one in the district tonight as BGM traveled over to Colfax and Mingo. Be interested to see what happens there. A couple receivers now for the Hawks. Handoff's going to be to Squires again this time. He's going to fall forward down inside the 25. Down close to the 24. That's Elijah Collins in the quarterback for the Hawks now. A couple other fresh faces in on the offense. Number 42, Colton Arment. As he's lining up down that slot receiver setup. Kobe Fisk, 19, still lined up here on the near side as a wide receiver. 22, Dylan Rosenboom in a fullback position now. So I'm going to fake the handoff near side. Braden Terrell there. That pass intended near side for number 42. Right on cue, Colton Arment, and through his hands from Elijah Collins. Incomplete. Will bring up a 4th and 7, close to 4th and 8. Ball spot on the 25-yard line with 6:16 to play in the fourth quarter. And surely not, Ed. This one we're going to have a field goal attempt?
I believe we are.
This will be a 42-yard field goal for Noah Engel. Kobe Fisk set to hold. So 42-yard attempt, and the Warhawks send a man deep. Ball's down, kick is up. Got the leg.
Wow.
And he kicks it through 42 yards. For number 2, Noah Engel, as he gets it up and through from 42 out.
You know, as well, I was just thinking, Sully beat Montezuma 10-7.
Yeah, so there had to be a field
goal
in that game.
So that field goal probably won the game for Sully.
I don't know that it was a 42-yarder, but I tell you, that's impressive. And really, Engel has the kickoff duties for the Linville Sully Hawks. And Noah Engel, 42 yards, he kicks it up and kicks it good. The Hawks now lead at 39-6 with 6:09 to play, but that's impressive, Ed.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of high school kids, especially in A1, A2A, where a kicker just seems to be kind of whoever the kid on the field that can kick it the best. You don't really have a dedicated kicker like some of the bigger schools will have.
And if you're a Cyclone, you don't either. I'm sorry, but I couldn't resist.
Had to bring that up, and Cycle has got TCU coming to Earl Boykin, and that TCU juggernaut of offense heading into Jack Trice tomorrow. The Iowa Hawkeyes head to Northwestern to meet with a ranked Northwestern team that did not score on Michigan here a week or so ago. And that kick into the end zone as Bortel tries to go back and field it. And that one goes into the end zone, so that'll bring it up to the 20 with 6:07 to play in the fourth quarter, and the Warhawks will take over 1st and 10, ball at the 20-yard line. But you know, some big games on the college docket for tomorrow here for the Iowa teams is, I know earlier this week on the news, a lot of the talk with the Iowa State camp, at least, is keep it respectable.
Yeah.
This TCU team coming in average and over, I believe, over 40 points a game. It has thrown up 60 and, I believe, 62, maybe even 70 points. I think it was 70 points last week at Kansas that TCU team was able to throw up. So. Now, Casey Walker out there for the Warhawks under center. Walker's going to pitch near side to Bortel. Bortel's going to wait for his blockers to get up past the 20 to the 22. Bortel able to pick up 2 on the play, bring up 2nd and 8 with 5:55 to go.
Caden Dunsbergen makes a tackle for Sully.
Number 10, and Dunsbergen, what he gives up in height, he certainly has the athletic ability here on the near side, as he's been lined up in this this corner position here on our side pretty much all the game, Ed. So Walker again under center. Now power eyes, it looks like, I think, Shipley. Shipley, supposed from Bortel, is going to follow his two blockers in around that left side and pick up about another two, bring up a third in. Third and six, close to seven.
I got a little Linville Sully, Okahaska story to tell you, Wendell. My wife is from Sully. She went to high school at Sully and had two brothers who played football. And I believe it was 95, Okahaska made it to the state championship game. And we're sitting there at the dome, and of course everybody's got to buy the state, you know, the shirts or the coats or whatever. I'll finish the story after this play here.
Okay, Walker now under center, offset eye behind him, Spolstra and Bortel. Hard count. Pitcher's going to be far side to Spolstra. He's going to try and get the edge. They have some room to run. He's going to get the edge. He's going to be drug out of bounds. I think he's going to be just a yard or two short of the 30, about the 27, 28. Bring up fourth and two.
Anyway, my wife, Shawna, she wouldn't wear it. No, she was, she married into North Mahaska territory, but she's still a Sully girl. So once our first child went to school, she was converted to North Mahaska.
She was converted. She had to she had to buy into it. So I know we had talked a couple weeks ago on one of the road trips of you stealing a Linville Sully girl away and making her a red Warhawk.
Yep.
So Walker breaks huddle. It's going to be fourth and two. Ball spotted at the 28-yard line. Pitch this time is going to be Bortel. He's going to have room to run here around the near side. He's going to make the 30, 35, trying to tie it up the side. Well, he's going to be tackled out of bounds. And that flag comes in. Number 22, Dylan Rosenboom, as he didn't even wrap Jacob Bortel up until he was out of bounds.
He's 5 yards out of bounds.
He was near the edge of the coach's box before he even had a chance to wrap him up. So tack another 15 on. As Bortel run out of bounds at the 44, and that'll bring him down in the Hawk territory. And that's kind of the play all night so far here tonight, Ed. Give Jacob Bortel the edge, and he's got enough speed. He has just not been able to get there. But he was able to make it that time as the pitch from Casey Walker to Bortel here to the near side. He ran up the sideline and in the Hawk territory, 3:48 to play in the game. And that's the kind of bright spots that you see from some of these young guys. You know, we talked about it earlier, last home game for these seniors, Jacob Bortel, Madison Fawcett, Colton Davis, as they wind up to get in the eye. Walker's going to roll back. He's going to be just absolutely gang tackled. As he rolled out, didn't have a second to throw, and he's going to be down to about the 50 right at midfield. The last home game for some of these seniors, Colton Davis. There's three, Colton Davis, Madison Fawcett, and Jacob Bortel. But some of the flashes like that you see from this offense, you know, the abilities are there. They certainly have the opportunities to. It's everybody doing their job, everybody manning up and saying, okay, I'm going to do what I can do and give an opportunity to another one of these guys to make a play. Walker breaks huddle, offset eye now. Single receiver to the far side. They're going to pitch it to Bortel now along the sideline here. He's going to cut upfield. Up past the 45, down to the 42. So he's going to pick up about 8 of the 10 that Casey Walker lost on the sack. Dunsberg and in on the stop for the Hawks. Bring up a 3rd and 12. 2:45 to play in the fourth quarter. Me and the PA announcer are echoing one another. Walker under center, offset eye. That's Spolstra and Bortel behind him. Spolstra in the slot. And handoff this time is going to be to Spolstra. Spolstra's going to make it up past the 40. Going to push forward, push the pile down about the 37. So pickup of about 4 on the play. And that'll bring up a 4th and 8 with 2:16 to play.
That was a hard-earned 4 yards. He was carrying a couple of Hawks on his back.
Spolstra, again, another guy. He'll drag you kicking and screaming. He's going to try his best to do whatever he can. 4 very hard-fought yards. So 4th and 8, we would assume that the Warhawks gonna go for it here. Clock gets down inside 2 minutes, minute 50 to play. Walker under center, offset eye, Spolstra and Bortel behind him. Madison Fawcett's gonna go in motion to the far side. Walker steps back. Oh, he's gonna be hit. Keep his feet though, as Casey Walker's a big guy to take down. Able to keep his feet as he was raring to throw, and that's a surprise the ball didn't come out there yet.
as he was hit about as he cocked and ready to throw.
There's the LS Hawk running down. I thought he was going to run him over, but like I said, Walker, he's a big boy. He just didn't come down.
I tell you what, I don't know if this is a... Linville Sully's going to take a timeout and talk about it. He's going to come back with a minute 34 to play. Linville Sully leads it 39-6. You're listening to North Mahaska Warhawk football here on KIIC.
I'd like to give a nice round of applause to our three seniors.
Don't miss the Labor Day sale at Slumberland Furniture. The prices are hot and the savings are huge. Up to 70% off and everything's on sale. Living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and more. The Labor Day sale is going on now. Shop Slumberland Furniture, located off Highway 23 South in the heart of Oskaloosa's Heartland Center.
As the PA announcer tells us, the three seniors we were talking about last home game of this 2015 campaign for the Warhawks, Colton Davis, Madison Fawcett, Jacob Bortel. Collins breaks huddle, has two receivers near side. Pitch is going to be here along the near side, and that's going to be run out of bounds. That's number 40, Sage Zylstra. And he's going to go out of bounds for a loss of about a half yard. Very familiar names, and I say that more so I don't necessarily know who they are, but Van Wyck, Roseboom, Harrisman, Zylstra.
There's a few Dutch names in there.
Yeah, just a little. You know, they were talking on the radio earlier this morning. I had to laugh. One of the ladies was saying how she's on a low-carb diet, but when she's in Pella, she just goes ahead and eats them anyway because the longer you're in Pella, you just absorb the Dutch carbs from the sweets. So, Colin, this time handoff's going to be over the left side. He's going to be met there in the hole by number 40, Dylan Shipley. And Shipley stood him up and pushed him back. That's number 17, Gage Vanderlist. Vanderlist. As Dutch as they come. So that'll bring up third and 11. Clock continues to run with a minute 9 to play as we approach the 9 o'clock hour here in South Central Iowa. So now a four-back set.
Oh, there's a trick.
A little trick play to the near side as it looks like a high snap. And that was a design play all the way around, as the snap was taken by number 40, Zylstra. And as the quarterback was, I have to describe it, the quarterback, two running backs, one to each side, the high snap, you would think, over his head, but that's because Zylstra was right there to take it. On the near side, bring up a 4th and 9 as we get down inside 30 seconds to play. Then they line up in this four-back set, quarterback, running back on either side, and the back behind him. And they're going to wait and kind of run this one down as far as they can. Wait to see if they even run a play. Collins at this time, a little throwback to the other side. Nobody there. Ball's caught midfield, 45, 40, 35. Down over the far sideline, then drug down. That's number 7, Tyson Vanderlinden. And with that play, a little throwback play to Vanderlinden, and that runs out the clock. So, all Linville Sully Hawks tonight, 39-6. I won't say all Linville Sully Hawks because the Warhawks were able to get a couple drives, get into the red zone. They were able to punch one in, a 34-yard pass play tonight from Fleener to Rosenbaum. But that's all here tonight from North Mahaska, New Sharon, Iowa, Warhawk Stadium, as the Linville Sully Hawks take it 39-6. Thank you for listening in tonight, Cousin Ed. Thank you, last game with me.
I'll be here next week. So,
last game with me. I thank you for your help here this week. I've enjoyed having you here. All those of you there at home, we appreciate you listening in. We will catch you next week as we travel east. Over to Marengo as we take on Iowa Valley, the last week number 9, the last district game for these North Mahaska Warhawks. So till then, we'll bring you the pregame 6:50 next Friday night. We thank you for listening in. Friday Night Lights, KIIC Radio, feed number 5, North Mahaska falls tonight to Linville Sully, 39-6.